beautiful people. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Stoke and Josh, rocking with you from 10 to 2, and appreciate y'all being here with us. Brandon Stokely, good morning, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Beautiful day. It's a Tuesday, and you're back in action. Good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Vegas, how did Vegas treat you?
Good. It treated me real well, actually.
You look rough.
Yeah.
You look like you've been through, I don't know, like... You look like you've been through the ringer.
I have a little bit, but in the best possible way.
Right, that's what you're supposed to look like that when you come back from Vegas.
I come home with a little bit more than I went with.
Did you really?
So, like, feeling good about that, you know?
Wow, well, that's a win.
It always is a win. And I was scrambling a bit this morning because, full, you know, transparency, I forgot about a meeting we had. And had to get here for said meeting. So
I thought
you guys were totally pranking me. By the way,
well, that's
so I'm glad that didn't turn out to be true.
Like, why would we be pranking you? Like, April Fool's was yesterday.
Yes.
And so, I'd like to try to do something better. Maybe that might be pretty good. You tell someone that's been out of town that, hey, we got a meeting, early meeting, and they show up and there is no early meeting.
Right.
I don't know, man. I think that's kind of mean.
Well, that's kind of what pranks are, though.
You're right. You're right.
You kind of want them to be mad, and then you laugh about it together later.
Exactly.
So that's what I was like, Drew. And then I'm like, Stoke made Drew do it, because if you sent it, I would know for sure that it was. So I'm like, Drew is in on this with Brandon Stokely.
You should know that I had nothing to do with it, because I'm not fun. So I don't like to play pranks. I'm just like, yo, get your butt here for the 9 o'clock meeting. Let's go.
All right, we did. We had the meeting and it went good. Now we're ready to rock and roll.
So let's rock and roll. Let's jump into this thing with what we watched last night. Obviously a hockey game that was pretty disappointing in a big way, Stoke. The Avs get beat down, really, 4-1 by Columbus, despite looking, feeling like the better team for a lot of it, just kind of sloppy. Played a different brand of hockey than we're certainly used to seeing. They are on the struggle bus without Val Nichushkin and all the, you know, good that Anunin had done as a backup goaltender. I think we're starting to get some question marks there. Now, you probably won't see much in the postseason, but that was a disappointing performance from the Colorado Avalanche in Columbus last night.
Yeah, it was. Certainly it was. And then, you know, I think the big thing here for me is they got a bunch of shots, right? I mean, you
almost
look at...
doubled it up.
Right, you look at their shots on goal, and they had 46 shots on goal.
Wow.
And the goalie for Columbus, you know, had 45 saves. I mean, that's a big-time game by that guy. And again, it's almost like the Montreal game, where it's like, all right, you feel like you outplayed them, you have a few mistakes, and you just can't get puck in net, right? Puck is just kind of bouncing the wrong way, and it's just not happening for you. So am I concerned, like, overall, the big picture here for the Avs? Because what do we have, like, probably 7-8 games?
Yeah, seven, I think.
And that's it? Is, okay, it's almost playoff time. Let's get Val healthy and see what this team looks like. I'm still confident in this group. You know, McKinnon's healthy, McCarr's healthy, Rantanen's healthy. The goaltending situation is the big thing. And we had played this game, and Mike and Drew, Drew and, Mike Evans played it when we walked in here. Like, hey, what do you think about the goalie controversy now?
Yeah.
We did this song and dance it seems like we do it once a month. And we look at the situation and we go, all right, maybe it's Anunin that should be the guy. And he plays good, he teases us just enough, and then it's like, oh, no, it's definitely Georgie. And so one of those guys has got to step up in the playoffs.
Yep.
And play really good hockey if this team wants to win it all.
And it has to be, it doesn't have to be Georgiev is going to, they're going to go back to back this week, Thursday, Friday, right? Like, Georgiev has to be way better, light years better than what Anunin has been to create or to get rid of that goalie controversy. And if they're going to have any real shot to win in the postseason, you can't have 1A and 1B playing similar because neither of them have been playing good enough to elevate around that. So I'm also with this weird spot, Stoke, with both the Nuggets and the Avs, honestly. We're going to have this conversation throughout the show today. Of these final seven games, like, I understand regular season fatigue because I have it. And I'm not even playing, right? Like, I get it's their job. But I feel like these last seven games, April games in the regular season in the NBA and NHL, it feels like a... like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at work when you've got a week-long vacation planned. You know what I mean? Of like, hey, let's just hurry up and get there already. And I feel like both the Nugs and Avs have looked like that over the last week or so.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you got to put yourself in their shoes a little bit here.
Sure.
The core groups have reached the mountaintop. They've won it all. And all of a sudden, you're like, okay, this regular season stuff doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It means nothing. And the playoffs are right around the corner, and that's where your eyes are going towards. That's where your mind is thinking about is, all right, playoff basketball, playoff hockey, let's go. Let's get ready to go for that. So then you start kind of overlooking some things towards the end mm-hmm. of the regular season. I think that's just human nature here, and you just start getting ready for what's the most fun part of the year.
Yep.
And that's playoff sports, and so I can totally understand that. Nuggets, long season last year, won it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had it locked, the number one seed locked up for a while last year. This year's a little bit different, but you got the same core group of guys, and you get late in the season, you got like the Spurs tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, you think these guys are going to be really getting up for that game? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's that human element, and I understand it's hard to see that because they are playing a kid's game for a bunch of money, but it's important to keep in mind that, yeah, this is it's April. They've both clinched their playoff spots. We know what the juice brings when the postseason starts, so I'm going to give this team a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. And with the Nuggets, they had a sub 500 record post All-Star break last year, and they went on and won the whole dang thing. So let's let April end as far as the regular season goes and get to the playoffs before we really make our final obvious decisions on who these teams are or can be. Back to the Avs in a bit. You watching that Caitlin Clark last night, big LSU-Iowa matchup with a trip to the Final Four, and Caitlin, well, she did what Caitlin does, dominates a dang basketball game. Dropped 41 last night, Stoke.
Yeah, that was impressive. So that was, you know, some people just got it, man. Mm-hmm. And you look at a guy like Steph, and she's almost like the Steph of the women's game. And it's never out of her range.
Yeah.
And she's got such good handles and is quick and explosive. But, you know, we're talking a little bit about this yesterday with Matt. She just expands the court because, you know, once she gets about 3 feet inside of the half court line, that's go range for her. So you've got to get out there and start playing defense on her. I don't know how you stop her. I mean, they were throwing different girls at her last night, and it was like, it didn't matter. Mm-mm. It just, either she's too fast and too quick, or she's taller and really, really tough to deal with. I was glad that Iowa won. I'm tired of LSU, and I'm a Cajun, but I'm tired of that.
Wow.
That whole thing that that got going on down there. It's always an excuse. It's always something, and you just got your ass kicked. You know, you run your mouth when you win, and then when you get your ass kicked, it's like, oh, poor, pitiful us. Mm-hmm. And now take it and go back down to Baton Rouge and eat some crawfish.
So Iowa,
I'm tired of them.
That's all right. I can respect that. Those are your people, but you could be honest about your
that's
people.
That's right.
Well,
LSU, they're really not my people.
Well, that's right, actually. Yeah. You know what?
They kind of look down on us in Lafayette, you know, like they're the cool people. We're not. So
yeah.
I got to take a chance to take a shot at him. I will.
So you got that little brother thing going.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's all right. Yeah. I, again, can respect that.
Stepbrother.
Stepbrother. Oh, yeah. Wow. So it's little stepbrother.
Uh-huh.
It's even worse. So, yeah.
Final, my dad went to LSU,
four
too.
That's so right. Yeah. I'm sure he held that over your head. Talked about how great he was and, you know.
Of course.
Where you were. all right. We'll get into some more Avalanche conversation. You want to tell us how you feel? Are you worried? Are you just ready for the regular season to come to an end? 303-713-1043. That's the RamosLaw.com text line. Nuggets are going to host those Spurs tonight. What's the plan for Jamal? How should Mahalone handle the final seven games for the starters and the players dealing with injuries? We're going to answer that question next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
Well, we're not sure if he's back in regards to
Jamal
Murray.
Oh, I see that.
Like that? Kev did that on purpose.
I don't know. Kisner had a long weekend, too. So.
I know. I didn't realize Kev was off yesterday, too.
Yeah.
How you feeling today, Kisner?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't see it at that meeting, but
yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, well, yeah, you missed that meeting.
Can't get an invite at the last second here.
Oh, the old last second invite.
Yeah, we're just giving you a hard time. It's all right.
Yeah, don't get all sensitive on us.
Jamal might not be back. He is listed as questionable for tonight. Still dealing with inflammation, shin splints, ankles, whatever it is they got him as today. But my question is obviously about tonight because you want to win. You want to see Jamal back. You want to see him playing at the highest level once the postseason starts. But it is the Spurs. It is some lingering injuries for one Jamal Murray. Stoke, here's my question to you, and here's my question to Nuggets Nation out there. You guys answer on the text line, 303-713-1043. Should Jamal be playing in these final seven? I don't know. You can completely shut him down for every game, but I don't know that I need to see him in all seven. I don't know that I need to see Aaron Gordon in all seven. Nicole is a different beast, so sure, put him out there if he thinks he can go. How does Michael Malone handle these final seven games, and in particular, Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon?
Well, I'm not playing him in all seven for sure,
okay.
But I want him to play. There's something about, you know, being in basketball shape. There's something to be said about just getting back out there and knocking some rust off. He's been out now. What has it been, four or five games?
Yeah.
So it's a situation here. Okay, I think you treat him different than everyone else right now because he's really injured.
Yeah.
The other guys, they might have a little this, a little that. But Jamal, he's had a bunch of different things, and then the ankle has kept him out here the last four or five games. But I do think it's important for him to get back out on the court with the guys, start getting back in basketball shape, knock some rust off with the guys before it's playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't just drop it. Now, could he handle it? You just drop him in the playoffs? Yeah, I'm sure he could. But I think you'd want to get him a couple games in there to knock some of that rust off before the playoffs start. And then we got to remember also is, you know, you got the regular season that's ending April 14th against Memphis.
Yeah.
Then you got the play-in games.
That's right.
So you have a break there to get some guys some rest if you want to get them rest. Now, you want to go into the playoffs as healthy as possible, but, you know, at the same time, I think it's important to get this group back together out on the court before the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I really agree with you on not needing the all seven. Great point about the play-in game. You are going to get some downtime. They're actually going to get some full practices, which the Nuggets, no NBA team. This isn't a Nuggets problem. It's a schedule problem in the NBA and too many games. But they don't practice. It's not a full practice. And in fact, we get emails from the PR staff about when or won't the Nuggets shoot around. I can't tell you the last time the Nuggets even held a shoot around this part of the season. So they're going to get a full week to run full practices, work on sets, get Jamal playing with the starters again. But here's kind of what I looked at it as. Right now you're 1-2-3 with Oklahoma City, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Denver Nuggets. The Clippers are at 4, I believe, right now. Let me pull these up. Yep, it's the Clippers at 4. And they're 5 games back from the top spot. They're 4.5 games back from where the Denver Nuggets are at 2. You go handle business against teams like the Spurs tonight. Then you're going to go to, you got a couple of Minnesota game left. You got one more back-to-back. Handle the teams you're supposed to beat here. Win the next 4 out of 6, 3 out of 5. And then you can shut it down those final couple of games. Maybe it's just one game to end the season. I believe that's against Memphis. But lock up no worse than the 3 seed, which they're going to do here this week, and then you get to have the luxurious problem of when you shut down Jamal Murray.
Well, I think the 3 seed, there's no chance that they get worse than the 3 seed. I mean, that would be an epic disaster.
They'd have to like lose every game, and the Clippers would have to win every game.
Exactly. So you're looking at 1, 2, or 3 here, and then you got to ask yourself, well, how important is it to be 1? How important is it to be 2? Or do you not care at all, right? And we know, well, you heard, health is first and foremost, right? Priority number 1, which I think we all agree on. That's the way it should be. You're not going to overlook the health of your basketball team to try to, you know, keep the number 2 seed or get the first seed. Just be healthy, and I like our chances here. But at the same time, I think you got to get into a position where you kind of start looking at the landscape of how it could start shaking out. And you start saying, okay, we really would like to be number 1.
Yeah.
And then you go for it as much as possible. Or, hey, we don't care about if we're 1 or 2, just as long as we're not 3.
Okay.
Or it's just like, screw it, we don't give a damn what seed we are. let's just go play because we're going to be either first, second, or third. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what approach that is. I would like to have the number one seed, obviously, at the worst, the number two seed, okay? And if we face Minnesota, I would like to have home court because I am really, really nervous if we don't. Okay. That's a real stinking team. Right, a lot of these teams are. Minnesota scares me.
Okay.
They just scare me. And right now, we're a half game up on them. We play them one more time, and so that's going to be an important game there. So they scare me a lot. I think they match up well with the Nuggets. I want that series at home, and so if it flip-flops, the Nuggets 3, Minnesota 2, if they face off, this is going to have home court for Minnesota. So that's the way I look at this whole last seven games of the season for the Nuggets.
I really like that home court versus the Timberwolves. It's not a secret. That team was built to beat this team. Literally, built to beat this team. So, I know you don't like me disrespecting some of the teams
the
West.
Here we go.
It's
you keep disrespecting them and they keep beating the Nuggets.
I know, but it's the regular season. It's April, so I don't put a lot of stock into that right now.
That's fair.
You know?
That's fair. I don't know, man. It's just like the basketball gods out there that are going to just strike you down, and we're going to all, you know, pay the price for you just running your mouth.
I'll work on maybe respecting the Suns a little bit more.
Okay.
The Timberwolves, I fear the Timberwolves more than I fear the Phoenix Suns.
Who do you fear the most out of everybody?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota.
I do also, by far. And it's not even close to me. Oklahoma City, whatever. I've no fear of them. I'm going to disrespect them like I'm acting like you and Zach now. I don't fear them at all. Not
one
bit.
Because they're so young?
Yeah,
just inexperienced, right?
Young, just not ready for the playoff. Like, they're not ready for a heavyweight fight.
Who guards Nikola Jokic on that team?
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, you look up there. I think the combined weight of their starting five is like 300 pounds. They're like the skinniest NBA team ever. Giddy, Holmgren, SGA is I have no fear of them, none. Clippers, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It's just because if they get it figured out, Dallas, no, I don't at all.
No. Golden State at all?
Pelicans, no. Golden State, hell yeah,
okay,
brother.
Okay, because I'm with you a little bit there, too.
That's champions, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care how old they are, what they look like during the regular season. I will always put respect on Steph, Clay, Draymond, and they got some good role players now. I know it. Hey, we own them. I got you on all of that. But I'm putting respect on them. Phoenix, respect. I am. New Orleans, none whatsoever. None. Zero. Lakers, I'm putting respect. I got it. It's LeBron, it's AD, and guess what?
What?
It's the refs.
Mm.
Okay? I know what's happened
That's
in the
big
past.
Three.
I know what's happened this year. I get it. But still, you know, it's greatness with LeBron. And then you got AD, and you got the dang refs in the NBA behind them. So, Sacramento, that's a you know, Sabonis and Fox and company. But I don't fear them at all. So, that's how I look at the West.
I'll give you Minnesota. The Lakers, bring the Lakers to Denver, please, and let me eat them in a 4-0 sweep. That would be outstanding. Then we get to hear all the crybaby Laker fans again.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yeah, that's always nice. All right, who are you afraid of out there, and what do you make of the playing time? 303-713-1043. Let's head up to Boulder. Talk about this primetime weekend party that was announced Monday. But why is it on the Pac-12 network? Is the shine on Deion starting to wear off on the national level? That's next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, we're going to talk some Prime here in a second. I also, here in like 5 minutes, I do want to get the story behind Kevin on stage singing this weekend that we saw some video in photos.
Yeah, we got to get the details
coming up, Kev. All right, let's talk a little bit about this primetime weekend party that was announced yesterday. A couple of things that are happening at it that are awesome. Obviously, Prime is the big deal. It's going to be the spring game. It's going to be a talent show. There's going to be the fashion model stuff going down. And then, of course, to cap it all off, Lil Weezy, Lil Tunchi will be there. Weezy F Baby, if you will, Stoke, will be there to perform for Buffs fans, for Buffs players, for everybody that wants to be involved. So primetime weekend is going to start on April 27th, obviously do the game and all that stuff. But before we dive deep into the actual event, can you help me figure out why in the heck it's on the Pac-12 network? What's going on there? We talked a couple, maybe a month ago, that ESPN and ESPN Plus and their outlets are going to have, like, West Virginia and some teams on their networks playing spring ball on that same day. But one, the Buffs aren't even in the Pac-12 anymore. Is this just the highest bidder? How did this happen to the Buffaloes?
Yeah, that's confusing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last year they were on ESPN, weren't they?
They were.
And it seemed like this year, like, you got a lot of attention last year. You still have the spotlight on your program. You got two of the best players in all of college football. And you're going to have a big party. And you can show off a lot of different things. And, you know, you can make Dion the centerpiece of it all. That's better than going to Morgantown, West Virginia. I mean, like, what are we doing? I don't get it. I don't understand it. So that tells me there's something there, whether CU wanted too much money, is that, you know, something like that. Something else is there because, look, it's still Dion, and it's still, he still has that buzz and that it factor that when you're looking at what to put on TV right now, top three or four program in the country still, and he's still got that draw. And then you have all this other stuff going on, which is kind of cool. I don't know. To me, it's not about that. It's about something else, whether, yeah, like I said, whether it's money, something. That's where I go.
Money might be, you might be onto it there. Like, hey, CU's just asking for a little bit too much, and the Pac-12 desperate for any sort of attention, and in the right way, then they'll pay the tab that it is. I guess my brain went to Dion himself and, you know, we're right here in the thick of it. For the most part, everybody is Team Dion because of the attention that he has brought back to Colorado football that hadn't been around outside of the 2016 season since the early 2000s and 90s. So for the most part, everybody's on board. But I wondered what, like, the national perspective is of, we love it because he made the Buffs relevant. But they loved the CSU game when 11 million people watched, the TCU game when 13 million people watched. And then as the season went on, it was a, that bubble burst just like we knew it was going to eventually. And I wonder if that's still the mindset where national peeps are of, like, no, they have to come out and show us again the way they did starting 3-0 and make us believers the way they did with those three wins.
Yeah, and I understand that, but I just can't go there because it's still Dion, and there's still buzz, there's still energy, and you have two of the probably top five, top 10 players in all of college football. So, like, if you're a network, you got something to sell. Like, all you have to do is put Dion on there. He's going to be Dion.
Yeah.
He is going to, you know, he's going to be the center of attention and the attraction. And that, to me, that doesn't, that's not gone yet. That's not done yet. And a lot of people from the outside, they don't even have a clue what CU's record is, I guarantee you.
Oh, so it's not about football then.
Right. I guarantee you. A lot of they like, oh, how many games are they? Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. They still got Shador and Travis and, yeah. And Deion's still their coach? Oh, well, let me tune in to that. What, Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, so I think a lot of people, it's like, all right, well, they're still interested. It's still a storyline, a national storyline.
Yeah.
It still is. So I don't think that's faded away or gone away because they only won four games last year.
Okay.
I don't. Now, maybe it has, though. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. I just don't think that's the case. But certainly that's a possibility there. I just think that Dion still, I mean, he's a national guy. And he's doing the book tour, and he was at the first UFL game last week or whatever. And Dion's still the star of the show. And if you put him on TV, I mean, you're going to have eyeballs on it. A lot more than, dang, I mean, like, what did West Virginia do last year?
I don't know. I didn't watch second of their football.
Who is their coach?
I don't know. Bob Huggins still doing basketball stuff?
Yes, Bob. I think he took over the football program.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. Just made the transition. Like, who else, what other spring games is ESPN
having? There were some bad ones.
Exactly.
There is a Big 12 school in Dallas. I can't remember which school it is, but it's... It's
SMU, TCU, something like that, or
maybe
whatever.
It was TCU.
But whatever. I mean, that doesn't none of those schools hold a candle to what Deion could bring to the table.
Absolutely
so to me,
not.
It says there's something more to it, like money or contract situations and whatever the case may be. It just didn't work out. And so it's whatever. I mean, I watched a little bit last year. It wasn't like it was great TV, to be honest with you.
It was
snowing.
You didn't like it?
No.
But the guys on the field and stuff? I thought that was cool.
Better than watching nothing.
Okay.
I think it would be better this year. I think it'd be much better this year. I know more of the guys.
Yeah.
Right? And then you could have Warren Sapp out there, and, you know, we could see Patty Shermer doing
his thing,
dialing up, you know, touchdown after touchdown.
Sure.
But sometimes you do throw incompletions. I didn't know if y'all knew that.
You just practice that.
Right.
That was the wrong one.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Exactly. Thank you, Pat. I would like to see it this year more so than last year. Here's the problem. Like, what's your expectations watching the product on the field? Spring games now are glorified two-hand touch practices.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like watching the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, what's going on here? And a little bit higher intensity there. But it's that kind of football, really. So it's all the other stuff. And so how much would Shador even play? Probably not a lot. Travis Hunter, probably not a lot. But it's all the other stuff with Deion that he brings to the table that I would like to see. But I guess you got to go to the Pac-12 network.
Got to go to the Pac-12 network or get tickets and go up and actually watch the event, which you can do.
And last year was miserable.
Yes, miserable.
And when is the date again this year?
April 27th.
Now,
still could be miserable, but we'll see. TBD.
Yeah, exactly. It could be miserable here until... I mean, all the way up to Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're at.
Now, here's a question for you guys, because the spring game goes on day three of the NFL draft. Which one are you more interested in, day three of the NFL draft or the CU spring game?
I don't have a ton of interest in the NFL draft, so I would be CU spring game. Obviously, round one, that Thursday is beautiful. The Broncos have the 12th pick overall. I've never really been NFL draft guy, because you could, like, wait until it's over and then read all the people that landed.
Yeah, like first three rounds. Well, no, fourth round's really important round. I forget.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
first four rounds.
I have alerts for wide receiver selected in the fourth round.
Yes, yeah. Yes. got my attention. After that, no,
okay.
I'm not. I'm checked out.
Okay.
You know, and I'm done with it. So see you for me on that day three would be, but I'm not. Because I don't think the product on the field is going to be, you know, like I said, it's pretty much a scrimmage there. Here's my question. Now, last year it sold out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the buzz this year, Drew? Like, have we heard about ticket sales and all? I mean, because it was sold out last year, and it was a bummer that it was as cold as it was, but it's still, fans still were there. What's it like this year? What's the word on tickets this year?
I think they just released the ticket details over the weekend, so there probably hasn't been a lot of, you know, action as far as ticket sales yet, but I think they actually raised the prices a little bit. I think they're $15 this year to get in as opposed to $10 like they were last year.
They're actually a little bit more.
$29.50.
For a
tickets. Spring game?
Yeah, for a spring game. It's a little cheaper for students, but I believe that is the public cost.
Wow.
There.
Now, does that include the entrance to the Lil Wayne concert?
For students. $5.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But what about, does that include entrance to the Lil Wayne concert that they're going to do at the event center after the game?
I believe it does. That is everything. Includes the talent show.
That's not bad.
No, that's great. I love it, man. It's just a big party. Have fun with it. I mean, it's
the football doesn't matter that much.
It doesn't matter at all.
I guess I bet it'll be sold out no matter what.
Yeah.
Whether the weather's good or bad, I think it'll end up being sold out again.
Yeah, especially when you got Lil Wayne and able to go to that concert. It's like the game. It's like the Pro Bowl game. It's just like whatever. It just doesn't matter, and it's not the star of the show. But you have all this other stuff there, which I think is really cool. So we'll see what it looks like.
I saw Lil Wayne once at Ball Arena, and, you know, I like Lil Wayne, like his music. He did, like, you know how they do intermissions? Like the artist stops singing and then talks to the crowd for a minute. He did that, did a song, did his whole spiel, was giving love to his DJ, then did a song, but had forgot he had already done that spiel. So then just did the whole thing all over again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Repeated the whole...
Like, word for word.
Oh, wow. Gave his gave his DJ another shout-out.
Gave his DJ the love. Like,
gave Denver a shout-out. Yeah. Thanked the fans.
Told us what he was pouring in his drink.
Oh, my. Oh, no.
Word for word.
Oh, no.
Did it all over again.
Oh, wow. Oh, I wonder. I wonder why.
I wonder why, too.
I wonder what was... he had going on besides in that cup.
There is something else that's going on at this... the springtime weekend party for the Buffaloes. In fact, we didn't get to the story of Kevin Kistner, but I think these can tie together. There's a talent show, and Kevin has got some talent that he put on display this weekend. See if we can tie it all together coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, one more thing from this primetime weekend party coming up. Oh, here we go, Kev. A little West Virginia. I would actually prefer to listen to this song on a loop than watch West Virginia's spring football game.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt.
This is a classic.
Yeah.
I should know this, but who sings it?
This is John.
John Denver.
John Denver. Yeah. See, I told you I should know it. This is good. Didn't they sing this in the NFL, like Germany game or something? And the whole crowd was going nuts, right, Kev? Yeah. Like, the whole crowd knew the words, or else they just put it up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's a good one, Kev. That's a good one. All right, well, another thing that's happening is a talent show at this primetime weekend party. And, in fact, Stoke, I know you have some talents. And all you got to do is let me video you with some of these talents, and we email it to primesgottalent@gmail.com.
Oh, God.
And you could be in this talent show.
So this is like America's Got Talent type of thing.
That's exactly what
it
is.
Wow, I got to think of what I could provide, what I could bring. Nothing.
Dancing routine?
No.
Maybe me and you rap or something like that?
No, okay. Can't dance, can't sing.
Okay.
Maybe
I just throw you footballs and you catch them.
don't do well at that anymore either. So like, there is not really a talent that I have, honestly, thinking about it. So I would be out on that.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about you. Like, I've seen you try to skate, so that's a zero. Nope, yeah. Not doing that. So
I can do a couple of tricks, but it's not going to impress anybody.
Right. Like, just push twice and do like a little ollie, like, hey, I don't think that's going to get you anything.
Did he just kickflip for the 15th time?
Does he know?
That's
can
the same
he do
trick,
anything
right?
else? What else can you do? Do you have, like, some people are like, you know, they're good at, I don't know, shuffling cards, or like they're a magician or something.
Right.
Like, is there anything, like you hide something in your hair, then boop.
Yeah,
like,
that would be kind
of
fun.
It's not there anymore. What happened? Do you have any, do you have any talents?
No, not many talents for me. Clearly, I'm here, right? It's skateboarding, which is not that good at. I'm pretty good at right and left handed layups. I don't really know if anybody's into that.
No, I don't think so.
I can hit layups on both sides of the rim, but I can't dance. I can't sing. I will dance and I will sing.
Okay,
but I'm not good at those things.
You need to be somewhat good, I think, for this thing.
Right.
That's cool, though. I like this kind of twist to it.
This might be worth
concert,
the cost of admission alone.
Right. Then you have the talent aspect of it, so you'll have some local people that get a chance to kind of do their thing, and I guess, you know, and then whoever's there gets to enjoy it and watch it.
Yeah.
And well, do you think Chicken Fingers or Drew have, do they have any kind of secret talent?
Oh, well, you know what? Drew can actually sing a little bit.
No, he can't.
Well, he's better than us.
Well, yeah, but we suck, and he just doesn't suck as bad.
Drew, would you like to speak for yourself?
Once upon a time, I could sing quite a bit. Now, maybe a little bit. Maybe it's better than you guys. But other than that, no, I probably don't really have any special talents other than, you know, being able to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Oh, okay. I would actually like to see that.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, we gotta, make that happen. We got to do that. He keeps on talking about that. Yeah, you're nasally, Drew. You're kind of like me. You're nasally. You can't sing when you're nasally. Okay, so you're definitely not a singer. Chicken Fingers?
I ain't got nothing.
Yeah,
he ain't got nothing.
That's what we figured with you.
He did sing this weekend, though.
He did.
And we saw some video. You were out in Arizona for family stuff, Aunt's B-Day. Shout out, happy B-Day.
No, wedding, right?
No, birthday.
Birthday? I thought it was a wedding.
I thought it was too.
It was
like
a birthday.
I thought it was too.
It felt like a wedding.
In a text.
Oh, I thought someone was getting married. Do you have a wedding coming up?
No.
Oh.
Wait, you dressed up in a cowboy hat and a suit for a, a birthday party?
Yeah, for the price they spent on this, yeah.
Right, that was a big-time birthday party.
That's a big B-day.
Yeah, you got to dress up for birthday parties, Drew. Like big ones like that.
I suppose. I don't know. I'm the guy that goes around in sweats and joggers all the time, you know, sweatshirts and joggers.
I want you to wear a suit to your kid's next birthday party.
You gotta not wearing it to the kids, but like grown-ups, if they throw a big-time party, like you don't go there like, you know, like Bearcat Jim went to Easter brunch with joggers on at the country club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on, Jim.
Like who? Joggers.
Jim's better than that, too. He is better.
Everyone was dressed up.
I saw Zach. He looked nice.
Yeah. Bearcat wore joggers. I'm probably going to get kicked out. Kisner, what? Tell us about the party. What happened? What went down? What did you do?
Yeah, so it was a good party. All dressed up, looking good, feeling good. And
playing good, getting paid.
Hitting the good stuff, you know. And all of a sudden, they're singing Country Roads. And the lead singer comes off stage, grabs me. He's like, you got to get up and sing with me. I'm like, what?
Did someone tell him about you or was it?
No, he just saw me in my cowboy hat.
Oh, you had the hat. Oh,
yeah. Okay. So the hat did amazing things that night, apparently.
Okay.
And I was okay? He goes, right now, get up here and sing with us. I'm like, all right. So I grabbed my cousin Riker. I was like, come on, you're going with me. He's like, okay. We get up there, and next thing you know, we're singing Country Roads in front of everyone at the party.
Nice. How do you feel like you did in that moment?
Oh, I felt like Jason Aldean.
Oh, bam! Yes! Killed it!
Good. Sounded good. Yes. Had one drink in the hands.
Oh, absolutely. Love it.
And you had the hat on while performing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bring my hat case back? Did it make the trip back?
It's back. I forgot it at home.
Oh.
We flew in so late, I forgot about everything.
Just as long as it made it back.
Yeah. That's his now, basically. Yeah.
Probably so. I love it. That's great.
Would you feel comfortable emailing that video to primesgottalent@gmail.com?
Yeah, why not?
And seeing if they select
Kevin. There we go. Yeah. Right. We might have someone from our show that gets an invite to Prime's Got Talent.
I wonder, when I think of a talent show, first thing that comes to my mind is my little sister and her friends trying to do it at their middle school and performing a Spice Girls song. And I love you, Kara, but that was terrible and embarrassing. That's what I think of when I think of talent shows. Do schools even do talent shows anymore?
Probably not, because, you know, then you got to give everyone a trophy.
Oh, right.
Everyone gets first place.
And if you booed somebody, that would be hugely impactful to them, I'm imagining.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. You can't do that.
But, I mean, college kids are adults. Like, are we going to see somebody juggling fire sticks? Or, like, in Las Vegas, if you go to, you know, I was just in Vegas, you see that guy, like, lighting the end of a sword on a fire and then shoving it down his throat. Like, are we going to see that kind of stuff?
Probably not. Okay. I don't think it's that good of a talent.
Okay.
But you never know. You probably have one or two that are really good.
Well, now I'm disappointed then.
Well, I don't know, though. I'm not, you know, I'm not the choreographer here. I'm not the judge. So it might be great.
Okay.
I'm just saying my expectations would be low, and hopefully they exceed it. I think that's the best thing in a case like this. So I just think overall it's really cool. Got the Lil Wayne concert, got the talent show. Wait, is there a fashion show, too?
See, Denver Sports, we wrote about it, but they didn't mention the fashion show.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's been replaced by the talent show.
All right, and there's DJs that are going to be there, supposedly. This was this was a couple months ago when Dion was talking about it. So we'll see. It's going to be cool. It's going to a lot of eyeballs on Boulder, I'm expecting. Even though ESPN or Fox aren't going to be broadcasting, I still think you're going to see it on SportsCenter and – because that's Dion.
It's Dion. That's right. A couple real quick texts. It's going to be a bunch of Boulder hula hoopers enjoying what Boulder people do.
Ah, okay.
Someone else says, Drew has amazing roller skating skills. I don't know if this is someone that knows you personally.
Maybe so. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I can still skate or not. But
we'll see. Used to be able to?
I used to be able to. Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing hockey.
Okay.
Oh, so. No, this was roller skating.
Well, same thing.
Oh, no.
It's actually easier than playing on ice.
I bet it is. Yeah. So same kind of movements, I would guess. So, like, if you can ice skate, then you can roller skate?
Really?
Yeah. So that translates?
Yeah,
sometimes things don't translate, you know, obviously, from one to another. One's on ice, one's on, you know,
yeah, like people say if you can snowboard, you can surf, and that's not true.
Right.
Like, it's two different things.
Well, I can understand that because, like, surfing, I mean, waves is different than snow.
Right.
Ice, roller rink.
Sort of the same?
I guess, and it would be, to me, it would be a lot harder to ice skate than it would be to roller skate. Roller skate, what you got, like four wheels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just got one blade to ice skate.
That's true.
So, I don't know, though. I don't know. I can't do either. How about that?
Can't roller skate?
I probably could, but it's, you know, it's been a while. Yeah. So I'm not trying.
Here's a text for what Stoke's talent would be. Stoke, hey, watch me hit this golf ball 260 yards the wrong way.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I actually added the wrong way part. Oh, okay. They didn't even say that. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick time out. I want to go back to an Avalanche team that is struggling right now, but is it all okay when Val Nichushkin returns, or is that a slippery game we don't want to play? We'll have that conversation next.